a controversy over that land to which each of its members might in some way trace a part of its spiritual heritage. Before the General Assembly was a proposal to cut the ancient territory into two separate states, one Arab, one Jewish. That proposal represented the collective wisdom of the United Nations Special Committee, instructed to find some way of resolving 30 years of struggle between Jew and Arab for the control of Palestine. A mapmaker's nightmare, it was, at best, a possible compromise. At worst, an abomination. It gave 57% of Palestine to the Jewish people, despite the fact that two-thirds of its population and more than half its land was Arab. The Arabs owned more land in the Jewish state than the Jews did, and before immigration that state would contain a majority of barely 1,000 Jews. Each state was split into three parts, linked up by a series of international crossroads upon whose functioning the whole scheme depended. Both states were militarily indefensible. 20 years later, after the Six-Day War, ruling a territory three times the size of that allocated her in the partition plan, the State of Israel would actually have frontiers half as long as those accorded her in 1947. Most important,